Sam, how pleased are you with that? That's a very competitive start with Happy Times, and in fact, both your horses.
Yeah, both of them have done personal bests in the dressage phase. I've been really pleased with how they've gone. But as you know, tomorrow's another day. They're pretty daunting and pretty big course out there, but they're both experienced horses, so hopefully they can go well.
And Happy Times has got some miles under the clock, but to come up with another with a PB, I mean, that must be quite thrilling for you.
Yeah, I've been working hard, and you know, even when you're getting older, you can still improve. Well, that's what I like to think anyway. So, yeah, but listen, he, you know, I think his experience shone out a bit there, so I'm just really pleased with him.
Well, you've got two experienced horses, and as you already say, they will need to have plenty of experience around the course that Mark Phillips has served up for you for Saturday.
Very much so. I mean, it's a massive course out there, and he's been quite fiendish with what he's done. You know, there's lots of corners and narrow places that you can run out, and I think it will be a course that you'll never feel really good until you finished it. So, because there's so many places you can get caught out on.
Does it feel like one of the ultimate tests that you will, and all your fellow riders will be confronted with?
Yeah, I always feel that Burley, the cross-country Burley, is the toughest in the world. You know, it's the terrain, the size of the fences and the intensity of it. So, yeah, it really is an ultimate test. And, you know, I was just saying to some friends before, you know, as I was walking the course, that, gee, they've got to be amazing horses to do this. And luckily I'm sat on a couple. So, yeah, I mean, they've got to be really special to jump around this course. And anyone who gets around is on a really good horse.
You feel you've got a chance of winning this thing now, if you can get it right tomorrow?
Well, I do happen to have sort of Michael Young and William Foxpit, the world one and two, in front of me. So there are a few hurdles that I need to get past. But listen, I'll just be concentrating on my own performance, and I'll just be thrilled to if I can jump clear around the course.